Grace and peace to you from God our Father in heaven and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Such a short gospel reading and lots of talk about reward. So we might want to think about that a little bit. But as I studied this text, what jumped out at me, what drew my attention was the last couple of verses. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. And I thought, what's such a little thing to give a cup of cold water to someone in need? I think that when we think about being a disciple or being an apostle of Jesus, that probably our human nature goes to, we've got to do something big, right? Because I think part of that is that we view all that Jesus did as being huge things. But make no mistake, Jesus is telling us that little things matter. Whenever we sacrifice in the smallest way for the sake of another person, we're doing what God's called us to do. And it makes a difference. You see, discipleship doesn't have to be heroic. It doesn't have to be something extremely significant. It's all about how you live your daily lives. You all do this all the time. Most of the time, without even thinking about it. And that's what Jesus is talking about here. That these little things truly do matter. In this short reading, Jesus is emphasizing one of the things that I have preached to you time and time and time and time again. That it true being a disciple of Jesus is all about relationships, about our relationship with God and our relationship with one another. All about relationship. And in this reading, we get that a little taste of what relationships are all about. That to a certain extent, it's about hospitality, how we welcome one another, how we use our blessings to be a blessing to others. Because God has promised to provide for our needs. And for some of us, God has blessed us abundantly beyond our needs so that we can be those hands and feet of Jesus and bless others and meet the needs of other people. And in doing so, we might just actually start up a relationship. You see, it's these acts of hospitality that are ways to begin a relationship, right? But as disciples of Jesus, we're to go further than that. We're to deepen that relationship, deepen it to the point where we're comfortable sharing our faith or letting the other person share their faith with us. You see, we don't have to stop and think for very long before we really recognize the blessings that we have. And we have the 4th of July coming up, Independence Day. And it's a blessing that we have received for those of us who live in this country to have some freedoms that other people don't have. But the question is, do we lord that over others? Are we maybe too proud of who we are as a nation? Are we really putting God first before all things as God has asked us to do? And all that said, not to chastise you, but when we are at our best, when we are disciples of Jesus, we don't even have to think twice about that question because we know the God that we serve. We know how we have been blessed. And we are compelled by the Spirit. That Spirit who leads us out. And you know, I love the one, the Spirit drove Jesus in the wilderness. So the Spirit also may be driving us into the wilderness, into the world, to share that good news of God's love for all people. We are to be the witnesses of that love. We're to build and deepen our relationships with others in hopes of being able to share that good news with one another. So again, discipleship isn't all about great and magnificent feats. It's about the little things. It's about relationships. Sometimes it's as simple as offering a hug to someone who's grieving or sending them a note or telling them that you'll pray for them and actually pray for them. It can be as simple as providing a listening ear to someone who's hurting and truly listening to them and not thinking about what we're going to say, but listening with compassion, with love. Or maybe something as simple as providing a ride for someone who no longer has a car or is unable to drive. And that's one of the newer things that we're trying to do for folks in this community of faith. And it's happening. We still have some need there, so if you're able to do that, please let us know that you can do that. It's the simple things. It's the little things. Yes, it may take us a little bit of time and out of our way, but it's all about putting others before ourselves and making those small sacrifices without complaining that make all the difference. You know, one of the things that we have shared is a particular phrase, right? That I know I am a child of God, called and gifted to make a difference in the world. And this reading has caused me to ponder what you might be hearing. When you hear that phrase, when you speak that phrase, when you try to own that phrase for yourself as a disciple of Jesus, it doesn't have to be something magnificent. It doesn't have to be something that other people see. Some of the best gifts that you can give someone, others won't recognize. Definitely our world wouldn't necessarily recognize them because it's not what our world teaches us. We constantly, as Christians, we live in the tension of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the world, both pulling on us, pulling our heartstrings, getting us to move in a direction. May we always move in the direction of the kingdom of God and be those hands and feet of Jesus in the world, sharing even the small things with our neighbor. So why would we do this other than Jesus has called us to do it? Do we do it for personal gain or satisfaction? No. Do we gain it in order that the world would be saved? No. Because that's already done, folks. Jesus has already done that in his death and his resurrection. And yet there are so many people wondering, worried about what's going to happen to them. And maybe I'll ask that in a few months, you know, in retirement. What's next? Or what am I supposed to do? But Jesus has called each and every one of us to build relationships with folks and to be in a solid relationship with God through what Jesus has done for us. Loved us. Do you hear that first reading about the prophets that should be paid attention to? The prophets who are proclaiming peace, not war. You see, the kingdom of God is much, much different than the kingdom of the world. The kingdom of the world constantly tells us, take care of number one. The kingdom of God says, take care of others before yourself to a certain extent. God continues to provide for our needs. We need to figure out how we can share those blessings with others and help others to understand that God truly cares about them through our actions. So if your mind is kind of spinning and wondering, well, what am I to do? Well, just keep being who you are, because I am certain, and I've seen examples of you doing little things that matter. Don't worry about the big things. They'll take care of themselves. They really will. As long as you're doing your part and doing what God's called you to do. So please remember, there are no small gestures. Little things matter. Even your smallest acts of compassion make the world a better place, and they gladden the heart of your God. Amen.